Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Dallas, people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
But yeah, I could not be a drug mule. Too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
John Lansdale. We're here at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles, Louisiana. We are going to be here broadcasting today and tomorrow, but does not stop you from calling in 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. If you are listening and you're on your way, every once in a while we'll get a visitor. We're going to be upstairs this morning, but should have everything worked out for tomorrow. The sportsbook is awesome. If you've never been in the draft, the DraftKings Sportsbook, it's an incredible place to watch games. I was sitting at the bar area eating a dinner and then having a drink, and this guy next to us, and one, Mike and Angel, a couple listeners, are actually there at the bar. And the guy next to them was playing on a tabletop video slot machine. And we started noticing, he was like kind of talking to us a little bit like, wow, this is crazy. And I noticed there's like big payouts coming out where all the little digital coins, you know, it's, they're shooting up in the air on the screen. And I'm like, oh, he's pretty hot. And it keeps happening and keeps happening and keeps happening. And he goes, oh my gosh. I said, well, what happened? He goes, I just got another 5 free games. I'm up to 45 free games, like free spins. And in this game he was playing, he kept hitting these jackpots. He had put $150 in. I need, John's coming back here, so I'll let him know, because Harold may have told him. But so this guy put $150 into the tabletop slot machine there at DraftKings, sitting next to me and John. So he starts making motions like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. And we're kind of paying attention, asking him. And then Harold goes over. Our boy Harold had come up. We just randomly saw him. And he's like, oh, Dale Chico. And he's talking to me like, what's up, bro? What are you? He goes, oh, my gosh, look at you. So this guy kept hitting these jackpots and kept winning more and more free games. When it was all said and done, I think there was something wrong with the machine. Like, it just glitched out. He had 109 free spins. He ended up winning 111 free spins. He ended up winning. He put 150 in. He eventually just cashed out. He still had $50, and so he put 150 in. He had only spent 100 of it and won $9,000.
Oh!
He kept winning and kept winning and kept winning, and finally
right
he just
next to where we were sitting.
Yeah, that
Why
guy.
Why didn't we play that?
I wanted him to get up. Harold's like, look, Chico, you distract him, then we're gonna hit him. And we're gonna get his ticket. But no, this guy was, and after a while, the guy started realizing. Like, people were looking over him. A couple guys would come over and look at his, because, you know, Harold was making kind of a big deal.
Yeah, okay, that's what Harold does.
And then the guy, I think, started getting nervous, like, hey, I don't want to stop. At this point, he's like, I'm up to $6,000. I want to stop drawing attention to myself. Like, we saw when he was up to, he had up to $4,000 and $6,000. And it's constant jackpots.
You see that? They're giving money away
constant
here.
Jackpots, yeah.
And if you sit next to us, you're going to be rich.
If you walk in, it's
rich
the
in
first,
many ways.
It's the second one. It's the second machine at the bar, and I'm going there today.
Yeah,
go hey, ahead. Can I would have put
yeah,
some.
I don't know. It's a great idea. Usually they.
I know they tighten up after that.
Yeah,
unless that one's just permanently broken and
that, well
on.
I don't know that
open.
Broken is what the Golden Nugget is
no.
hoping. You know,
no.
to hear
well,
about their machines.
I'm hoping to find one.
Well, I. You know what? If they're giving away money, awesome, awesome, awesome. They're giving it away right here, Golden Nugget Lake Charles. So get on over here as soon as you can. And play. Get to the DraftKings Sportsbook and play the second machine.
How many of you guys watched the French Open? I'm curious. There was a lot of people, a lot more people watching on X, on Twitter. A lot of people were talking about it. And, you know, it is an early match. It lasted over 5.5 hours. It's not the longest I've ever seen. 5.5 hours, at least for a finals, which it was Connors and McEnroe had a famous one in the U.S. Open that went it went over 5 hours. And I think Rafa Nadal and who is it? Not Pete Sampras.
Federer?
Yeah, Roger Federer and Rafa, I think they went over 5 hours also when they had their incredible match in 2008. But that match yesterday was just unreal. The shot making, like even if you don't watch a lot of tennis, it's the same thing with hockey. Really, I think with any sport.
It was
any sport, if you're a sports fan, if you're watching and you see something special, I mean, you can kind of recognize like this isn't
normal. It's different. The precision, the athleticism and the precision by both guys. Alcaraz, well, early on he couldn't hit any drops. He started dropping some in there in the third and fourth games. Holy crap, was that awesome.
The backspin that he
the
put
fifth
on that.
Game, the fifth set, rather. The third and fourth.
And on clay, and all that backspin it's got on clay, it hits and just dies.
Yeah. And, but then, late... Sinner got one. It looked like it bounced twice, but it didn't. And he barely got to it, and he got it over the net. That was just beautiful. I'm telling you, those two put on a show yesterday that was fantastic. I felt bad. Sinner's mom was in the crowd, and she looked like she was dying. She looked like it was about as painful as it could be.
That was a roller coaster.
That was tough to lose that match for either of them because they were both fantastic.
And both of them looked like they had a chance to lose it or win it in multiple times. I mean, early with Sinner winning the first two sets, you got to win 3 out of 5. That's like being up 3-0. Well, not the same because Alcaraz, when the chips are down, he finds another level. But we're talking about Sinner's the number one player in the world. It was a number one seeded player. And it looked like he started – they were hitting some passing shots, some winners that were like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this. It was happening every other shot. And it wasn't a bunch of unforced errors. They were just making incredible shots. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to watch. But I was curious how many of you guys watching watched it. Are you somebody who doesn't watch a lot of tennis? But I don't watch a ton of tennis, but when the majors pop up, I enjoy watching it, and, you know, I always enjoy watching Alcaraz. Tennis is in good shape. They've got – Alcaraz is 22. Sinner is, like, 23, I think, or 25. Yeah, Sinner, I think, is 23. And Zverev is 25. Like, they've got – even though Djokovic is older, the best young players right now are really, really good, and they should be around for a long time. Still waiting for an American player. We saw a pretty good American player push Alcaraz just a little bit earlier on in the might have been the quarters, I think. But it would be nice. Now, an American did win on the women's side. Coco Gauff beat the number one player. Sabalenka did what she does, which is wins the first set and then starts flipping out whenever things don't go her way, starts to act a little petulant. And Coco Gauff just stayed steady, didn't make mistakes, and was really good. What are you watching there? What is that?
I don't know. It's a first pitch. Yeah. Some gymnast is throwing out the first pitch, and
that's an interesting move that she just.
Yeah,
had.
I mean,
wow,
she is fantastic.
I can't watch John's timeline. It's too,
I get
I'm gonna block it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna block that timeline.
You got it. You can't. You just can't. You can't concentrate. So I'm gonna have to do. We're just gonna have to put that up.
Yeah.
All right, you can't concentrate when I'm on my ex. 713-780-3776, the number if you want to get in here. Astros win 2 out of 3, lose yesterday, but win 2 out of 3.
Forrest Whitley, DFA'd.
And Forrest Whitley
is no longer
with
us. Is it the end of Forrest
Whitley? He's no longer with us. Yeah, that's the end. Yeah, he's done. He's DFA'd. He was.
Well, he's designated for assignment. Technically, you can go back. But if I'm the Astros, they paid him long enough. This is it.
And he was, by the way, he was awful. He was awful.
He was terrible on the big squad.
Yeah. So he came in and he couldn't get Joe just needed him to get a cup. He couldn't even finish an inning. So that was, I mean, at the very least, when you're at the furthest back end of the bullpen and come in a blowout game, just throw strikes and get some outs. And he couldn't do that. So Forrest Whitley has been one of the biggest expenses with the least amount of return on investment that the Astros have ever had.
Yeah.
Lance McCullers is at least giving you, for $85 million, he's giving you 50 wins in his career.
Well,
Forrest Whitley has five appearances in his whole career.
Lance has World Series appearances.
Yeah.
Forrest Whitley was your number one prospect and has dealt with serious injury, has dealt with a drug issue that got him kicked out, he teased you. He was a guy you couldn't trade. He was your number one minor league player in the pipeline. And it's so, I mean, and this happens in baseball, but we haven't seen it happen a lot with the Astros actually for a while. And Forrest Whitley will always, unfortunately, have that stench of this is what it looks like when a great prospect flames out. That's what it looks like. And a lot of it was his own undoing in terms of losing entire seasons due to, you know, his behavior with, I guess, the drug suspension. And some of it was just injury, but
we never were told what that drug suspension was.
No.
I don't know if it was recreational
or
it
was performance enhancing. It was recreational.
Yeah. So whatever the case may be, probably the worst return on investment an Astros player that we can remember.
He was untouchable for a little bit.
Yep. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here live from the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles. John, Lance, and Dell out here, AJ back there. So give us a call. If you've got anything that you want to talk about from this weekend, you're more than welcome to do that. I want to talk about HR&P right now. I want to talk about our peeps over there. They're our friends. They're our neighbors. They're our business associates. They are part of our business. They really are. Our benefits packages, you know, they've got the expertise to tell us the size of our business and, you know, how much all the people here are making, what is a good, which is the way to go with the 401k, with the insurance packages, all of that stuff. You need guidance on that stuff because you're not an expert in that. You need guidance on your payroll because you're not an expert in that. You need guidance in your HR because you're not an expert in that. You need guidance on your taxes because you're not an expert in that. They are. They're experts in all of those things, and they can help your business be better. They can help your bottom line. They can help you be great. And so if you're looking for the best way to make your business run smoother, more efficiently, more economically, bottom line is HRP is for you. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD, 97.9 HD2. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles.
Icky. Welcome back live from the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. We're up by the, if you're hanging out, you can come see us. We're outside the concert hall right here upstairs by the meeting rooms, up the escalators. So come hang with us if you are in the neighborhood listening on. And that's the way to listen, through your Bluetooth on your stereo, download the app and listen that way, or 97.9 HD2, just the best way to hear us on 97.5. Or you're 97.5, 92.5 if you're out west, whatever the case may be. Live from the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, John, Lance, Dell, AJ back in the studio. So we're coming up on mandatory. So we had OTAs, which a lot of guys skipped. We're coming up on mandatory mini camps where you got to be there. There's a long list and a list of some pretty big names that are probably not going to attend, that are going to sit out mandatory minicamps. One is Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins wants to be released. The Falcons are not going to do that. The Falcons want somebody to pick up the guaranteed money. They don't want all that dead money. And they want some insurance for Michael Penix. They need a good backup. But Kirk Cousins at this point in his life does not want to be a backup.
No.
No, I can understand that.
He's under contract. So
but he's the one that took that money from them.
That money's still hitting his paycheck. Still in his bank account.
So that's a sticky situation. The Falcons, maybe after somebody gets injured, a quarterback gets injured, might have a nice little ace in the hole with Kirk Cousins. Although it's, salary cap-wise, it's going to cost them. And Michael Penix better be pretty good. James Cook. James Cook, this is getting to a point where I'm not sure the Bills and James Cook are going to be people that are going to be able to work it out. There's a lot of hard feelings on this thing right now.
I'm with you, and I get the sense that the Bills just are not going to play ball. They're just there's a fee that there's a price they're willing to pay for a running back when they already have Josh Allen, who makes a ton of money, and they basically just probably look at that position as something that they can replace, and historically you can. So James is a really good player, but you know, some general managers who just firmly believe the second contract for a running back is a disaster. Now, he's only going to be a 4-year player.
Yeah.
So he's not a 5-year first-rounder.
There's a lot left in the tank for James Cook.
I get the sense there is, too.
James Cook had 16 touchdowns, rushing touchdowns last year.
Yeah, this is a problem.
Because
unless he's a problem behind the scenes, that seems like a really questionable move. I understand he's going to get paid a lot. You know, and look, he probably wants over $20 million a year, and the Bills don't want to give it to him.
No. Yeah.
But you know, that's why you keep this thing alive, though, because he's super valuable. He's a good back. He ended up being way better than I thought. I didn't think he'd run between the tackles. I didn't think he was tough enough to run between the tackles.
He was good last year.
And he's developed into a guy who'll run anywhere you need to.
Fantasy-wise, this is a problem.
It's fantastic.
You don't know how you're going to, you know, if they're going to make up, if he's going to be there, if he's going to be unhappy.
Well, they drafted Ray Davis, who's a pretty good three-down back also. His backup is pretty good.
Yeah. He had a good backup last year, too.
Ray Davis is a rookie.
Yeah. Trey Hendrickson, that's a problem.
Oh, man.
Trey Hendrickson.
They got lots of problems. Yeah. Trey Hendrickson and Shamar Stewart, they're rookie.
Well, and Shamar Stewart's a problem already.
Yeah.
He's a problem already.
Well, you already
He won't
aren't
even sign
sure.
his rookie deal. He wants language in there that's not in there right now.
Well, there's some people who believe that the Bengals are being really, really cheap on this one. And he's not the only one. By the way, there's another guy that they have. This isn't the only contract dispute they have with their draft class.
It's the Bengals.
There's another one with the draft class. Yeah.
It's the Bengals. So the Bengals, yeah, they definitely have some defensive end problems. If they can get that sewn up, though, hey, they got a chance to do something nice this they got a chance to do something really nice this season.
Yeah, they do.
If they could get – they need defense. And the two of their best players, allegedly, we'll see how good Shamar is, but it's something that you really need, edge rushing, you're having a problem with this.
Yeah, you weren't – by the way, you weren't good outside of
no.
Trey was good and no one else is good.
Yeah, right.
So that's why this is a real – this is a real concern because no matter how good your defense is – I mean, your offense is, defensively, they looked a bit – you know, they look a bit like a mess.
Micah Parsons, probably not going to show up for mini camps. He's a problem. And, pardon me?
I said not true.
What
AJ said he's going to be there.
Not true. That's, yeah, he's not going to be there.
That's what I said. He's not going to be. He was in and out of the offseason pro. He was not part
of
the
offseason. Wait, what are you saying, AJ? He's going to be there or not going to be there?
Yeah, he said he's going to be there, but he might not be participating, though.
He's going to be a hold-in.
Right.
Oh, the old hold-in.
Yeah.
Well,
he's going to be there because he wants his money, but he's not going to participate. Right. Okay, hold out is the wrong term. Hold-in is the correct term. And if I'm an NFL player, I'm a hold-in. Give me my money. I'm here. I just ain't going to do nothing. Right?
Yeah.
As opposed to just letting that money just and getting fined for not being there. I'm going to be a hold-in.
But that's a really sticky thing because a lot of times the teams, it's a little contentious.
Yeah.
So you're going to the building where they probably don't want you there unless you're going to.
Well, no, and not only that, I got to pay you for not doing anything. Jair Alexander, now that's a different deal. Did they were expected to release him. Have the Packers released him yet?
No.
Okay, there was a story this morning out there that they're going to. It looks like the Packers are just going to flat out release him. Any interest in Jair Alexander?
Oh yeah, I mean,
I don't know if the Texans can afford him.
No, probably not. But man, I'd be more interested in him than Nick Chubb.
Yeah. Talk about how good are you?
Man,
now?
He's been hurt and all that stuff. But my gosh, if you get a relatively healthy Jair Alexander on one side with, you know, with Derek Stingley on the other, and then you can potentially move. And I don't care if Alexander's in the slot or outside, just whatever. You just got a lot better.
Yep.
You just got a lot better.
Well, and they want to lower his pay from $17.5 million. That ain't something the Texans would be interested in, is a guy that's going to make that kind of money. I wouldn't imagine.
You know, the Texans actually screwed up the whole draft. As of May 27th, there were 30 unsigned second-rounders.
So, I mean, there have been some more signed. You know why? Because two teams, including the Texans, gave guaranteed, fully guaranteed contracts. Yeah. Jaden Higgins, and all the teams in the NFL said, what are you stupid idiots doing? And so it caused, you know, no one wants to give in on that one. And so it caused, it's Nick Caserio caused a little bit of
nice
a.
Nice job, Nick.
I wonder what made Nick do that. I wonder what the rationale was on that one. Because you never want to be the guy, like general managers don't want to be the guy to fundamentally resets the way something works. And by Nick doing that, that may have kind of reset. I mean, if you're an agent now, well, if you're an agent, you don't get that. You got a second rounder. You don't get what another agent did get. That's not a good look for
no,
you.
No, it's not a good look. It's not a good look at all. Jalen Ramsey, Dell. Back or not back?
What?
He's getting traded.
He's getting traded.
That thing has been
you tell me.
Long ago.
You tell me.
The reason he wasn't traded earlier partly is because it cost the Dolphins more to trade him before June 1st than to trade him afterwards. So at this point, it's just pitting teams against each other to see what deal. And, of course, because of the level player he is, they're probably not going to send him to, like, a backwater. So they'll send him a place he wants to go. So he's involved in it. But, yeah, that's
why done. Is that?
That's done. Because he would be a problem where if you send him someplace he didn't want to go as well.
And it could break down your whole trade?
Yeah. So
well,
yeah.
It could break down the team.
Yeah, so they're trading him. He's not showing up. It's been understood for months now. It's just needs to be finalized. Like, that's all it is.
John O. Smith?
Drew Rosenhaus's agent, he does a weekly thing on Sunday nights down in Miami, and he said a fluid situation.
Drew does? Has a weekly show?
No, he shows up on one of the local news stations.
Oh, he does?
A segment or two with them. Yeah,
really?
He's been doing that for years now. So they asked him about one of his clients. Jonnu Smith set a lot of Dolphins tight end records last year, so he tried to cash in because he saw Tyreek got his money after a year. Last offseason, Jalen got his money last offseason too. The Dolphins want him. They are not spending money this offseason. So they're like, Johnny, if you want to play under what we decided, cool, even though you've overplayed your salary. But we're not in the mode of spending money this time around. So you can look for a trade. It just nothing came about. So I would be surprised if he showed up. Or if he does, probably hold in where he doesn't do anything.
Yeah. TJ Watt looks like he's going to skip. DK Metcalf skipping. He skipped voluntary OTA practices, although DK Metcalf he and Aaron Rodgers need to get together. I mean, if he's going to be there and not, that's something that absolutely could hurt. You know, you want two new guys to be working together in the mini camp. So
yeah,
just yeah. Hassan Reddick, he always skips everything. Marshawn Lattimore. Terry McLaurin, that's getting ugly with the Commanders. And Laremy Tunsil looks like he's going to sit. He skipped voluntary OTAs.
Well, that's what he does, though.
That's what he does. I mean, so this is around the league, and Laremy Tunsil.
I wouldn't get to as long as you give Laremy what he wants, he'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's –
give him exactly what he wants, and he's going
to – Well, he's with the new team. Just give him what he wants. Don't
just give him whatever
up.
He wants. Just give him whatever he wants, dummies.
Will a team – Well,
yeah, what's so hard about it?
Well, the Texans set a precedent for Laremy Tunsil where he can get whatever he wants. Will the Commanders go, you know, maybe not. Maybe not this time. Maybe. But they did trade for him, so maybe they will have to be beholden to him and give him whatever he wants.
Yeah.
It's a good impression to make on your new team, too, not to show up for anything.
No, it's a great impression. Yeah. No, this is. Look at what we got, guys. Yeah.
Hey, no, that's the one thing. Everyone always assumes, like, well, Laramie's got a. The assumption's always that when Laremy wants to get his money or whatever, that he'll play ball. That's actually not true. You have to do what Laremy wants you to do. It's always been that way.
Yeah.
So, you know, just do exactly what he wants to do, and he'll show up.
He'll
get eight penalties for false starts.
Sure.
He'll be pretty good in pass pro. He's not going to
be
a team leader. Yeah, don't ask for extras. Don't ask for extras.
Did we mention now this guy – won't have to show up to Packers mandatories because they don't want him around anymore. Jair Alexander released.
He was released.
He was planned to release him.
No, they planned. Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out what's his value. Like, Pro Bowler, but he's missed a lot of time.
I know. That's a hard one.
And his contract's 17 and a half.
Yeah, so that's why they're they're saying goodbye. But is he still a top line guy? Is that a guy that people are going to be desperate to go grab, or is he going to want?
I don't know. I don't know how NFL teams. I'm going to make a couple text messages. You know, I hear the name and I'm like, oh, Jair Alexander. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know what NFL teams think of him.
Yep. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. You got anything you want to talk about? Reagan wants to talk a little horse racing. That's something different.
That's surprising.
Oh, Sovereignty won.
How about
again?
That? Yeah. Yeah, but Sovereignty ruined the whole Triple Crown by not even racing in the Preakness.
His owner's like, yeah, he's not good.
We're not going to break the horse down. But you know what? It ruined the Triple Crown. Your sport is in shambles, Reagan. And it needs fixing.
Load management.
Yeah.
Again. This is the Kyrie of horses.
Let's talk about horses.
Not Kyrie. This is the Kawhi Leonard of horses.
Dell's talking about their load management.
Oh God.
Allstate Siding and Windows.
Listen, if you want a name you can trust, if you want a locally owned and operated, family owned and operated, you always love to have family owned and operated because it's what they live for. It's every second of their day is talking about it. The name of on the front means something to them and has for generations, and that's the case with Allstate Windows and Siding. They're going to make sure that your customer service is great, that the workmanship is top-notch. And, I mean, even when they replace windows, I've had windows replaced by them. They take the glass out in a way that's incredible. There's no glass breakage. They have a very specific manner in which they do this. So they keep the job site clean. They get the work done very, very quickly for you. Did you know that brand new double pane, double strength windows, they're what save your home a lot of money from an energy standpoint? It can improve your energy efficiency by up to 60% because leaky windows are a massive culprit when it comes to comfort in the home and ACs that run nonstop. Not to mention it creates a quieter environment in your home when you have those double pane, double strength windows, and it's much safer against the elements. The windows are made right here in the state of Texas. They're not cheaply made windows. They're made in Texas to the standards of the weather that we have. As I mentioned before, the workmanship is outstanding. They're offering right now no payments, no interest for 12 full months. So get all the windows you need and pay for it over the course of 12 months, and you'll have no interest payments when you do that. They also are giving big discounts on your windows when you purchase 10 windows or more just for being an ESPN 97.5 listener. They already have discounts available for the general public, but when you tell them that you're an ESPN 97.5 listener, the discounts go even higher for you. So make sure you mention that. It's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. That's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Duggar.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here, live from the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, where we just love it. Golf, pool, when we got here yesterday. When did you get in, late?
Yeah, I didn't get out of Texas until like 4:30, 5 o'clock, something like that.
Oh.
Got here about 7 or so.
You got here right when we did. Not far from when we did.
You texted, when we even texted you to say,
I told you already, I fell asleep until I got here.
But would you have come and met us?
Yeah, we wanted you to come and meet us
and watch the game and have some camaraderie.
Yeah.
John even said buddy.
Yeah, because we're your work buddies.
Yeah, I saw those texts after I got up, and they didn't seem sincere at all. So I don't think I missed very much. I appreciate your fakeness.
You missed Harold. I don't know that Dell would do great with Harold.
Harold's loud. And
Dell wouldn't do great.
And he would have forced a shot on you. You would have been doing shots with him.
Yeah, you probably would have done
it. It's been a long time. I don't know if Harold would have been able to force me to do anything.
Yeah.
I don't know if forcible shot drinking is in my plans for today.
So you got here and you went to sleep.
I was tired, man.
You're wasting a beautiful facility, okay?
I mean, I got today. I'm refreshed. The anxiety's out of me. I'm good.
Well, we didn't have a –
there's
a little anxiety this morning.
There's some anxiety this morning.
Yeah.
We're good to go. Looks like everything's fine.
I mean,
some things are good. Like, we're on the air. I mean, the stream is – the restream stuff or the video's not great. But, hey, AJ's holding the fort. So, I'm good. I'll enjoy the facility today. Not the way you would, but I'll enjoy it.
Yeah. No, we're going to drink. We're going to play golf.
Who's we?
We're going to play poker.
Oh, you're playing golf.
And we're going to drink Coors Lights.
Who is we? Who are you talking about?
That's what we're doing. Me
he's
and you.
Not playing golf.
Me
I'm
and
not
you.
Playing golf. Who are you playing golf with today?
Michael, who came, who drove here with his wife, Angel.
Oh, yeah.
You met
them.
They
were in the poker room yesterday.
Yeah, they played together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, and John Chill.
Oh,
John Chill's
nice.
Playing golf.
A family who plays poker together stays together.
Yes.
What they, I think that's the saying.
That is the saying. That is the saying.
So, a busy day for you.
What you get to a great facility like
I'm
this and go
to
sleep.
Pool. Well, I was that was last night,
yeah.
But it's not today.
That's a terrible
to
person. You're a terrible person.
I'm not a well,
wasting
maybe,
life.
Maybe I am, but not because of this.
Wasting
not,
life.
Not yeah. because of this.
Okay.
Wasting life.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like it was a four-hour time period where I decided I'm going to stay in my room and eat after getting up. That's fine. I mean, it's 4 hours.
We were all together having a great time watching
great.
The game.
Yeah, your off-air story sounded great. Like, I would fit right in there.
Yeah, yeah.
No, all the yelling, the berating. Yeah, it feels like a great time to hang out.
So I did see. I'll tell you this. I'm making fun a little bit. Reagan wanted us to talk a little horse racing. But it's a problem when your biggest event, you're load managing. I mean, it really is a problem. The Preakness was not at all interesting.
Well, they're different races, though. Different distances. And
but
like
the Triple Crown is the Triple Crown. It is the...
Although the Belmont's a lot longer, right? Yeah, that's the...
The Belmont is longer, but it's shorter this year because they're not at Belmont Park. Belmont Park is being renovated the last 2 years, so they were at Saratoga. So it's not the same race that it usually is. The Belmont is always a pain in the ass. It's always been the one that is just so. But that's why they put 3 weeks in between the Preakness and the Belmont, not just a couple of weeks. I understand if you win the Kentucky Derby, your horse is so valuable, and you don't want to risk losing your horse and having an injury when, in fact, you can make $1 billion off of breeding. I get it. But there's also that the – there's also the fact that it'd be like I'm going to skip the second round of the NBA playoffs because, well, I'm load managing. No, you can't skip the second round of the NBA playoffs.
I think it's a little trickier than that because there are some health issues that can arise from racing the horses like that. And that it is, you know, historically, and there is a financial. We haven't seen a lot of them. We did see one, you know, relatively recently, but we haven't seen a lot of Triple Crown winners. But there's also a monetary stake that if you win the Triple Crown, it's gonna make you an
well.
Extra
but
bonus.
Here's the deal: with the breeding of Sovereignty, even if Sovereignty didn't run into Belmont,
that's the money.
That's the money.
But
he won the Kentucky Derby. His sperm is ultra valuable now.
Same.
Okay.
You know, that's the.
I mean, that's the. What? I mean, maybe I didn't.
You missed what he said.
What did he say?
He said same.
Same. No. After sitting through my son's graduation, I realized.
But was that horse built to run the three, or would they just want?
Well, that's
Kentucky
it. Those
Derby?
Are those are three. Those are three different.
Well,
races.
He looked pretty good in the Belmont.
Yeah,
he looked really good in the Belmont.
Well, usually, usually that's the toughest one for the Kentucky Derby.
But he took the Preakness off, so he hadn't run in 5 weeks.
And maybe that's why he won.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's why he won, and maybe they knew what they were doing. But it does rob
journalism
fans.
Ran in all three.
Yeah,
and won the one that Sovereignty wasn't in.
Uh huh.
And then journalism was leading, and Sovereignty just
journalism
flew by him.
Journalism has been taking L's for years now, so
yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me that
it's been going downhill.
You think journalism's a hoe?
Yeah, you caught that too. I said it real quick, and Johnny, I was like, oh, he didn't hear it. Thank God.
Journalism is, I mean, well,
you can't trust it anyway.
You can't trust. No, there's nothing. It's fake.
Couldn't trust that horse.
Journalism was fake in the Belmont. Okay,
could have told you that before it started.
So listen, it was a good race. It was fun. It was fun to watch. It was fun to watch Sovereignty, but it loses
scroll back. It looks like it's official. Jair Alexander has been released, right?
Yeah, released.
Yeah.
Jair Alexander released.
So it's official now. Jair Alexander has been released. I would imagine there will be some, look at the level of play. Jair Alexander and Jalen Ramsey, two cornerbacks, and historically at least, who have been very, very good. I think there's still something left. Jair Alexander is only 28. You know, it's just a matter of health with those guys because when they're healthy, they are I mean, top players.
He's been there 7 years. He made $72 million. He was none too pleased with his contract this year at 17 and a half.
So I wouldn't
either. He wanted out. Beat it. And they said beat it. And they're going to take a hit of 7.5 this year and 9.5 next year.
You get to split them yet?
Yeah, you get to split it up. And they saved 17.1 and 17.5.
The Houston Texans are set to sign Nick Chubb. I don't think it's been made official yet, but that was one that really surprised me. When I heard Nick Chubb was available and there were some teams considering him, I thought, you know, the Texans would make a little bit of sense to pair him with Joe Mixon and really have a, you know, take a veteran. That's the Kareem Hunt approach. That's the Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb approach. We're going to throw two good backs at you, two guys who are can be three down backs. But you just don't really know what you have with Chubb right now because he's had to come back from so many tough injuries that you don't really know what you have. I would imagine the money is going to be pretty favorable for the Texans at this stage. I mean, there's not a lot of money left. So I don't know what Nick Chubb is going to get. But you said that a doctor on Twitter, who is being a Twitter doctor, said maybe this is a concern for Joe Mixon because he was recently seen in a walking boot. There's a lot of time for that to get better. I'm not too worried about that. But if it's left over where it's not healing properly, you know, there's always the concern about you go so far and then you end up having to have a surgery later on that can really, you know.
So what you're saying is you're not sure if you got Chubb right now.
I think we're definitely going to have Chubb.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're definitely going to have a Chubb. And I want him to pop some long runs, too.
No.
Yeah, pop some. The guy just, that was an interesting look. A long sleeve dress shirt with shorts on.
Oh, he was staring you both down.
Yeah, he was.
It was mostly, hey, what's going on
He's
here?
He's like, what the hell are they doing up here on my.
But it's an interesting look.
It does look like, what are these podcasters doing up here in a casino? That's what he thinks we're
podcasters. Well, he thinks we're probably doing gambling tips. Yeah. And we do.
He thinks we're bussing with the boys. He thinks I'm Will Compton.
Okay, you like
You're Taylor
Okay,
Leo,
right
Lamar.
Now. You like okay, what's the line? Do we know what the line in game 3 is?
For the Oklahoma City?
Going back to Indiana.
Going back to Indiana.
Oh, let me guess. So if it started at 9, we'll take it.
I'm going to
say
last game was 11.
I must say 4.
You think OKC 4?
I'm going to say OKC 4.
OKC 4. OKC, yeah. Yeah.
I don't see a line. I went to ESPN to see if they had it. Oh, it's 5.5 OKC. Yeah.
5.5.
Yeah, favorite.
That's so disrespectful.
Well, especially with that.
If you go about, you talk about 8 quarters of basketball. So far, it's been
7. Yeah.
Well, 2.5 because they were 2 because they beat them in the third and the fourth quarter of game 1. So.
Yeah, well they still had a lead, but in the fourth
they still had the
double digit
lead, because they were up by because it fluctuated back and forth.
Yeah.
But if you go by just how those quarters ended, Indiana won both the quarters in the second half, but to the lines makers and people just watching the game, it just seems like for the better part of they played 96 minutes for the better part of 96 minutes. Well, you say 88 of them have been in Oklahoma City's favor, so you could understand why you still have them at 5.5. Even though because Indiana does what they do, they came back in one game one, but they have been pretty dominant at home though.
Yeah,
So when they get you on their home floor, they can.
That
go
is
on
a
runs.
Loud, loud crowd.
It's Indiana. You're at Indiana. I think you're just being disrespectful though. You're just being disrespectful.
I like Oklahoma City to win that one, but I like
well, they have not been good
points.
So far in game 3s in these playoffs. They lost to
Oak
Denver.
City?
But you credit them for winning the and they also lost to Minnesota in game 3. They got blown out in Minnesota in game 3, right? After being up 2-0.
Yeah.
So they don't play particularly well in game 3 so far when they have to take that first trip on the road. You credit them for winning those game 4s, but in Denver and in Minnesota. But if you're just going by the trend, Indiana should probably beat them in game 3. That's just how both teams have kind of operated.
Yeah, we'll see. I like the points. So that dude just walked by again. I don't know if you saw him on behind.
I did see him.
The long sleeve button-down dress shirt with shorts. I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
I think I have
it's
seen
very,
it. Before,
it's a very
I'm just not sure why.
Unfavorable look.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it's going on.
I did it before, but you roll up your sleeves. You don't keep them all the way down.
I don't think
you roll up the sleeves.
It's like I'm doing any of it. If you want to know the truth, I'm not doing any of that.
I could see a newsman doing that because you don't have to see them below the table. But I'm not sure why a guy who's out and about would do it.
Huh. Well, because in the casino it gets a little cold sometimes.
Then wear a
light
jacket on or something.
Wear a golf shirt. Let's just wear a golf shirt
or wear a jacket.
With shorts.
Yeah, why not wear a sports coat?
It's a look. It's a look. It's absolutely.
Yeah, if you like, John, you've got something on because you thought it'd be cold out here. So you've got a little cover up jacket on with shorts. But
I thought it was
a full sports coat.
It's usually cold in the draft.
You thought it was going to be cold, so he's walking around thinking it's going to be cold.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't have gone with the long sleeve shirt.
Bad look. You golf shirt, Del. That's you.
That's not, you.
Nothing says you like a golf shirt.
There's a lot of things that say me, and golf shirt isn't one of them.
time to talk right now about making that brown go down.
Oh.
And that's Bill. Okay. And that's what Billy Brown does. All right. I don't care how big the job, small the job, whatever it is. If you have any issue whatsoever, and if you are having an issue, they're going to come to your house absolutely free, and they're going to give you an evaluation. Aqueduct Plumbing Company is solid, solid, solid. I love the philosophy that we talk about these businesses, and we've learned a lot about business here.
Yeah.
And the way that Billy does it is fantastic.
Yeah.
There's so many plumbers that are just going to charge you just to show up. Billy said, no, we ain't doing that.
No, that's kind of the industry standard. Billy kind of breaks that standard by saying, I'll come tell you what it is. I have confidence that my guys do the best work, and you're going to love dealing with this. I had them come out, fix a shower, had a leaky shower. Happens about every 6 years. There's a cartridge that needs to be fixed. They got in. First thing they did was they cleaned the component to see if they could prevent even having to buy the cartridge, and it didn't stop the leak enough. So they said, okay, we're going to go do that. They knocked it out, got done. I also had an issue with water pressure in my kitchen. It didn't. I don't know what they did. Problem solved. That's what I like. I like just coming home and everything's fixed.
Yeah, when it's
all like, the problems are solved. And that's Aqueduct
Plumbing. He's a problem solver.
Yep.
Billy at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. 281-488-6238. Tell him you heard it right here.
Blue and red rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles.
Welcome back live on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We had, it was a good weekend of sports. We had the Astros taking 2 out of 3. We had the French Open, which the men's final was as good
and
as
the U.S.
won
the women's side.
We got
our own champ at the French Open.
Yeah.
Coco Gauff.
Yeah, yeah. Coco Gauff won, which is nice. An American wins.
USA. USA.
The USA.
She was not a one seed.
It wasn't a great weekend for the USMNT.
Yeah, they were playing.
Do they even have their good team
playing? No, they don't. Yeah. A lot of the guys aren't playing. I was looking at the roster. They lost the third in a row. They lost to Turkey. They scored in like the first minute the U.S. did, and then after that it was pretty much over. 2-1 the final. I was looking at the rosters. Not a lot of guys at this point you would say that would be a part of the starting 11 in any major competition. I don't really consider this version of the team in the Gold Cup part of a major competition. A lot of the guys, hey, we had long years. We had long seasons. So we're going to sit it out, which is pissing off some U.S. fans because they remember back in the day when all the guys played all the time. It's just a new era, but if you want to watch Gold Cup, cool. Don't expect much.
Is Pochettino the right guy?
He better be. I mean, they're not going to make another switch. If you want to shoot him any bail, his best players in some ways have not been available for a lot. There's not a lot of time to get ready. That's just how the calendar works, where you might get like a 2-week training camp, maybe, with your guys to get ready for a major tournament, and they weren't available for this one, so he hasn't had a lot of time with these guys. He's just got to make do. The Gold Cup was supposed to be one of these tournaments that you build some chemistry with this roster, and when you look across the roster and see all these guys out, like a lot of the guys who play in Europe aren't going to be available, so it's going to be tough for him. I don't know. This was supposed to be one of these times where we could see what these guys have. Now he's going to have to be piecing these guys together over the next year or so.
We better not have a crappy World Cup team next year.
So if he's not able to get these guys ready, I mean, what are our chances?
Our chances, I mean, if you throw in the home country bump, I mean, the
home countries usually do better than expected.
So the U.S., for really since 2002, has been a second round and out team. They make the groups, they get out of the group stage consistently when they're there at the World Cup. 18, they didn't make it, but that's really the level. When you think about a World Cup at home, the optimistic thing was, hey, could we make a run to the semifinal when we're playing all our games on home soil if we got the right draw? Now you're hoping, I mean, if you're just being realistic, can this team make a quarterfinal? I think that would be a good standard to just surpass what you have been when you throw in being at home. Like, can we win a knockout round match? We have not done that since 2002.
Getting out of group isn't going to be good enough.
No, not at home, not with all the buildup. Like, that's what I said. Can we win a knockout round match? We have not done that in the World Cup since, I believe, 2002, when we beat Mexico in Korea 2-1. I forgot the final score. Oh, Dos Acero, 2-0. And then we lost, I think, to Germany, maybe. I forgot who they lost to, but this is what you need to do.
Well, this is going to be extraordinarily disappointing if the team is not better than last World Cup version. I mean, if you're not better than the 22 version when it's your home, you know, you get it back in the States, that's going to be really disappointing.
Yeah, they went and got a big name international coach, so that made people happy. You know,
they had Tyreek Hill.
Oh, here we go.
Tyreek
Hill.
Michael Jordan.
Tyreek Hill be available to play, considering his issues?
Yeah, well, he'd come off the bench.
Ah. Can we get
– Tyreek would run on the court, you know, and then whoever would come off the field doing this, Jose Altidore would come off the field. He doesn't play anymore. Yeah. He hasn't played for years.
Gone.
But he'd be doing the clapping to the fans, and then Tyreek would do that sprint onto the field to get himself warmed up.
Yeah.
Nobody would be able to keep up with Tyreek.
You know how good we'd be if Tyreek Hill would play soccer?
I think I figured this whole – if we were able to put
– you're not going to get me again.
One of our players, like –
not again.
Even just a base – like, if you put – I keep thinking of Victor Wembanyama. No, it's not our country. Rudy Gobert, not our country. Jokic.
What about Pete Crow Armstrong, the center fielder for the Cubs?
Man, this is the most insane. Now we're officially off soccer because we have to talk about this 23-year-old.
He's ridiculous, though.
This kid's come out of nowhere and is killing it.
He's killing it. Killing it. He's
embarrassing Kyle Tucker right now.
His war is higher than Shohei's.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how good this kid is. And
he's a Crow.
Yeah, Crow Armstrong.
So
I don't like the hyphenated name.
Oh, you don't like that? Why?
No.
Disrespectful to the father?
Yeah. I mean, let's. What are we going to change this
A lot of times it's –
you take the dad's name, that's all.
No, that's Armstrong. A lot of players end up adding that later in their career because the dad comes back into the life. I deal with that all the time.
He's 23. I'm not sure that happened. But okay.
Well, you're thinking – I bet you it's Crow Armstrong. I bet the dad's name is Armstrong.
Yeah, and the
he
mom's
like,
Crow.
He didn't like that.
He was Crow for maybe for the first 20 years of his life, and then the dad.
We don't know his.
Well,
story.
You don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe his whole life he's been Crow Armstrong.
Well, I'm just telling you this. I deal with
and
this.
Dad, man up. Man
I deal
up.
With this literally every year, okay. Three times.
Not the same.
Three times.
It's not the same.
I see it all the time.
I know
we'll
saying,
find
but
out.
Not the same.
We'll find out.
Her name is Ashley Crow. She's an actress.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
yeah. She's been in a lot of stuff. She was in that baseball. What's that baseball movie called with the twins?
Field of Dreams.
No, the twins. The kid manager. His granddad was like the owner, and he passed away and leaves it to the kid. The kid's, you know, I'm going to be the manager. Back in the 90s, when we made stupid movies like that.
She was in it.
She played the mom in that movie. So she does.
Wow,
have
how old is she?
64. So yeah. She had Pete
and
Crow
he's 23.
When she was very young.
Old
enough.
41.
That is Matthew John Armstrong. He is Ashley. The mom is Ashley Crow. So it is hyphenated.
It's hyphenated since birth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not your son. But
yeah,
they're not married.
Maybe not anymore.
It doesn't look like.
No, they
or
are married.
Maybe
they are married.
Or maybe the other one wasn't. Well, look at this guy. He looks like an actor too. He's only 50. He's 13 years younger.
Yeah, he's an actor too.
She robbed a cradle there.
Yep.
Don't tell me she was.
He looks like
that's
actor.
Why he couldn't man up. She was like, just do what I tell you to do.
He's from Naperville.
Beloved son and treasured father to Malachi, Lily, and Jeremiah.
He is from.
Man up, man. Take the kids, take your name, okay?
Well, he has the name. Just hers too, John.
Yeah, no. He probably went with that because Matthew Armstrong wasn't doing his. Yeah, I mean, he's clearly an
actor.
But
she was a bigger actor than he was. He was barely in anything.
Yeah, this is why he went Crow. Like, they might know Crow. They won't know Crow. They won't know Armstrong, my dad. He's from Chicago.
He is?
Naperville. Yeah.
Man up. There's a guy in North Dakota, took on three cops, punched them all in the face, and got away.
Yeah. I'm telling you, John's.
My timeline is just
John's
everybody beating each other
is
up.
Really wild.
Yeah.
Now there's wrestlers punching each other and hitting each other in the face. I can't watch. Like, I literally get too distracted with his computer. My computer has really good stuff on it, and his computer.
What did yours have?
His Twitter's a mess.
Mine is awesome. Mine is awesome. It's got everything in it. 713-780-3776. You know how much stuff I learn off of my laptop? Are you kidding me? My Twitter?
Yeah, but some of it's not real. Some of it's fake.
Sorry.
They try to trick you.
While you're doing that, I'm just going through Ashley Crowe's IMDb. She was in Minority Report with Tom Cruise.
Oh, nice. Hmm.
Where the hell did this – where did the athlete come from? And he looks like a little towhead kid.
So I don't know. Two actors created an athlete.
That's not what you usually see.
All we know is that he can play.
She was
in
Heroes.
He can really go.
He can go.
He's also known as PCA. Do you call him PCA?
PCA, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I call him all the time.
Yeah.
Whenever
the Cubs are a good team this year.
Will you tell Patch, what's his name? Will you tell PCA to drop his mom's name?
Yeah, just be PA.
Just PA.
Okay.
Hey, don't let your dad's mistake haunt you the rest of your life.
SGA, PCA, there's something here. There's something here. You think you want to go in that direction. I'm going to play a terrible game. No, I'm going to do it off the air.
What do you play?
Chris Solis did a then and now to me that has ruined me forever.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to do it during a break, and I'm not going to let – we got a break, and I'm not going to do it on the air. I would be a bad person if I did it.
It's horrible. Okay.
It's terrible.
All right. You know what's wonderful is Game Day Men's Health. Love Game Day Men's Health. Love what Game Day Men's Health has done for me. Game Day Men's Health will do it for you as well. Not just because it's me. Elliot calls in and says, hey, I'm at Game Day Men's Health, and I love it. It's different. People, it's different. Not all testosterone replacement therapy places are the same. Okay? Game Day, I'm telling you, I feel great. Peptides to help you achieve whatever goal it is that you have. You're sitting in your car right now feeling lethargic, maybe heavier than you want to be, not getting the results at the gym that you want to get, not focusing at work as much as you'd like, not as good in the bed as you would like to be. All of these things and more they can help you with, whatever it is. And I'm telling you, what labs on site is important. And a free consultation is important. And that's what you're getting at Game Day Men's Health. Plus their expertise on how to get you where you want to get. You're looking for the best way to get that testosterone replacement therapy. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. Tell them that you heard it right here. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.